You're listening to Out on the Limb Radio with Dr. Nick Hilbert, your one stop to leading a happy, healthy, and successful life.
Welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Nick Hilbert. I am a psychotherapist, and I am the founder of Self-Imaging Therapy. Thank you all for being here with me again today. We are here to celebrate life and to illuminate the mind, heart, body, and soul. As always, we have an outstanding show, and we're going to explore many exciting topics, from transforming our lives by changing the story of our lives to health, wellness, and fitness, beginning with my first amazing guest, Beth Lord. Beth is the owner of Right Heart Memories and the author of Points of Consciousness from the Camino, and she is here to share her strategies for transforming our lives by changing our personal stories. Welcome, welcome, Beth.
Hi, it's great to be on the show, Dr. Bird. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a real privilege. I love what you're doing, and that's why I thought you'd be a great fit for the show and for the listeners. And I know, Beth, that our personal stories are a powerful way for us to connect with each other and to ourselves. I mean, my work is inner work, and it's all the journey of the self. And so it's really about that narrative and how that really reflects who we are, how we see ourselves, how we see others and the world. So it's so incredible what that our story is. You know, our stories can be edited and changed, and in this way we can change ourselves and tap into our potential, which I think is very powerful. That's why I was so happy to have you, because it serves as tools for self-awareness, for self-reflection, for healing, growth, all kind of beautiful things. So there's so much power to the personal narrative, and this is where your expertise lies. So tell us more. You know, why are stories so powerful?
Stories are so powerful because they help us really reaffirm that we are amazing. Most of us think in order for us to be amazing, we have to lift up a car, we have to have superhuman behaviors. But certainly in my work as an occupational therapist and a Feldenkrais practitioner and as a writer, I've come to really know and appreciate the power of speaking our story. Most people are just so shy because it's wrapped around our worth. We don't think we're worthy. And I say, everyone is worthy. Everyone is amazing. And in telling that story and having somebody to listen to your story, you get that fed back to who you are.
Well, do you think, because I mean, I certainly see this in my work, that what happens is that because parts of our stories aren't, there are shame parts of ourselves that we are ashamed of, parts of our stories that we can be ashamed of, experiences that hurt us or painful, that we often as human beings, without resolving that, want to avoid or escape or run away from, because that reflection back can be very uncomfortable.
Yes.
What do you say to those parts of our story? Because I think that's what gets in the way of our actually expressing our story, because it means that it's all of us has to come out. It can't just be, oh, here's the pretty part when we're telling our story.
No, but it can't. And there's so many different ways to do that. There's a couple of things. Being an occupational therapist, there's nothing like doing daily activities, cleaning your closet, cleaning your stuff out to help you with your story. So that's one thing, and you can do. Another one is any exercise, yoga or walking, especially walking, helps you to be a clear channel because, like you said, it's seeing the whole of who we are. And that's a difficult thing because we do have the lightness of who we are and then we have the shadowness of who we are. But what I'm concerned about is you let all of that out, and then you have the wholeness of who you are, and you have that right heart memory, which is edited and can be changed as long as you understand no matter what you've done, the wholeness of who you are is what's amazing. Our behaviors get in the way, the fact that we may smoke, we may drink. You know, we're a society now that says in order to experience joy, we have to be perfect. And joy happens in the shadowness and the lightness if we can bring them both together, meet in the middle, and be centered. I just came from a funeral on Sunday where one of my clients his mother's mother, she was run over in a crosswalk and passed away. So there's bitterness, there's anger, and in all those feelings, there's also wholeness and joy because Linda said that her mother wasn't afraid to die. So in terms of telling our story, the lightness, the shadow side, I think it's really important for anyone who's walking the path on earth to say, okay, if this is the last day of my life, am I happy?
You know? Well, that's a really, I always love when bringing the shadow with the light, and I love the name of the shadow. That's what I use myself, and I think it's really most reflective because it really takes away the edge off of it. These are the negatives and positives, as if we're compartmentalizing and the duality, but instead they're just this whole part. And it's the problem is when that shadow overshadows the light and then gets in the way of actually seeing our worth and our beauty. And I know that what people struggle with is that when those shadows overwhelm us, that those become the tapes that we run as our personal narrative because then they get easily triggered without resolving them.
Yes.
That those shadows then become, that's who I am, and that's why the retelling of the story is so powerful. So how do we retell the story? How do we go from, because that's what people are struggling with, these shadows in them that they have a hard time, you know, where they feel unworthy or feel ashamed or self-loathing and or just hurt and vulnerable and scared. Mm-hmm. How do we get to transforming those stories?
Well, the first thing is most people run around like their head is cut off, like, you know, they're a chicken with a head cut off. And that nervousness is part of, you know, the fight or flight response coming from our adrenals, our fear side of who we are. So when you're talking like that to yourself, the first thing is sit down and try to calm down and try to breathe deep or just to feel your breath. So just calming down, stopping the busyness inside of your head or inside of your body is important. Putting both hands on your heart and just feeling your heart. And that is also vital. And there is a method from John Veltheim with the Body Talk Association where if you just tap the top part of your head on both sides and then tap your heart, you're actually sending a neurophysiological message to your brain and heart that says, let's talk. Because let's face it, our mind, for the most part, tells us what to do and tries to keep the heart in the shadows itself. And if we can just not shut the mind up, but let the mind share with the heart so that they're talking to one another, then the heart can share the love with the brain, which is very scared about love. So with all of us who are struggling, it's slowing down, pausing. Give yourself 2 minutes to close your eyes, bring it all together. Say an affirmation, I am worthy, I am God, I am light, I am humor, I am calm, I am joy. Even that for a few minutes helps break that cycle of nervousness, of fear, that says we simply aren't worthy of it, and we are. You know, all of us are.
So we would change that whole perspective. I do love how you the whole balanced underbelly that you're really bringing to us, that whole theme, because I think the balance is the key, that you're bringing the heart and the mind together. They're not at war. They're working in tandem, supporting each other. The heart brain, because the heart is not just the brain communicating to the heart. The heart is also communicating back to the brain, and it's bidirectional. So putting our attention there allows those shifts to occur.
Yes.
So and it really does change how we see, experience the world.
Right.
We have another element that I find that I'd love to explore is the listening part. the storytelling, what that does, because we can, we're not, it's not just about us retelling our story, but actually hearing and listening.
Well, and if we're all honest, if we're all honest with one another, what happens if you go into a doctor's office or you're talking to a friend? They already are thinking what they want to say in their mind, and they are not listening to you. They are not giving your whole attention. What I found truly amazing when I was walking the Camino from France to Spain is just the simplicity of walking and really, really listening to somebody. All sorts of things came out, and things would come out, and it'd be like the airing of a closet. And because you were there listening wholly to that person, it wasn't a big deal, and you just kept moving. So I think most of us, if we're in relationship with people, stop what we want to say. Stop what we think we want to even share with that person, because you may not get a chance to do that. Just be there with that person, listening to them, you know, eyes on them if you're with them, holding a hand, or, you know, if they want distance, just listening. It's amazing that people come alive when they're listened to.
Because it just really allows us to be so much more present, and it honors the other person, and we learn a lot. So it's just, and it creates this whole energetic connection. And because to be heard is so validating, and it really makes
it
you know
validating.
So worthy. So it really feeds into that. And so we're honoring, as we honor others, we honor ourselves, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, powerful exchange. I'd love to hear a story of transformation from this, whether it's your own or someone you work with, that when they went through the retelling of their story, what transformation happened in their life, whether it's you or someone else. Yeah.
Yes. My one client has a head injury, traumatic brain injury, so he doesn't get to remember anything, and he's had it now for almost 19 years. And, of course, the doctor said that there was nothing you could do for them, but, you know, human potential is just so amazing, and I don't ever stop with what people say is out there, because we just can't measure the human heart or soul. And so with this client, how do you help him with his story? And when you have caregivers, well, besides putting all the different cues up around his house and pictures and things like that, we write notes to this client telling him about the story of his day. So he can simply read it in a paragraph or two paragraphs. And so every day he knows that he is connected and he's valued on so many different levels. And he was a genius before his head injury, and he still is a genius. And in these number of years, it's just amazing to see the transformation in his affect. In fact, he has affect. He used to hide in the bathroom all the time because he knew something was wrong with him. He doesn't hide anymore. He does amazing pottery, and he shows his pottery in art fairs. He tools pens, and they're absolutely amazing wood pens. He loves to grill food. He feeds the squirrels on his porch, and he has an amazing life because he gets to witness his own story through others, because he may or may not have that chance to write a simple paragraph. So in helping a person transform their story, writing a simple paragraph and sending it to yourself to read on email, or, you know, using your smartphone to start talking and telling a story that's important to you on your smartphone and then replaying it. And that kind of transformation does happen. I love storytelling because it's so simple, and that it is not thousands and thousands of dollars, and that anyone can do it, whether you have a pen and a paper or a tape recorder or your best friend saying, hey, just listen to me for 5 minutes.
Well, that's, I mean, that's a very moving, beautiful story, and it's very inspirational and gives us a lot of insight into how we can really empower ourselves in this way. So to find out more about Beth, connect with her via her website, www.bethlord.com. You can find her on Facebook and at Twitter at Beth Lord, Beth B. Lord, and at Beth
yes.
Lord's Annie Piff. Epiphany? Yes.
Well, you know, that Facebook. Website, yeah, that web, yeah, go ahead. If you can say it, you
yes,
get
so
10 points.
Right. So there. So anyway, she's BethLord.com, and she has some, Beth works with people everywhere via Skype, so you can definitely work with her wherever you are, and there's no limitation. She has a really incredible offer that she's offering our listeners today, that you have an opportunity to turn your story into a book with her Facebook package offering of $29.99. So please, everyone, check out Beth. Get connected and opportunity with her program so that you can have all this amazing opportunity to create transformation for your life. Beth, thank you so much for being here. It's been a blessing.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it. Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing.